picture 100 years in the future. You think of new technology, amazing discoveries, and more, but for America Singer, all this is but a fantasy. In CureCast's A Selection series, the USA's future is anything but bright. The world is organized by standings called castes, one being the highest and eight being the lowest. The United States, now called the Kingdom of Alea, is ruled by a royal family. America Singer, a simple girl with a cast of five's life, is not always the easiest. She is always thankful she is not an eight, the lowest cast. But life is still unfair. Imagine a city curfew, strict laws, and job opportunities limited by her cast. This and more is her life, but there is one escape for her. There is someone that lights up her life in the darkest times. He is one cast lower, and despite how America cares for him, what would her life be like another cast lower? Would she let her family down? Despite this, she does not let this get in the way of their relationship. Then, all of a sudden, Alea's greatest tradition, the selection, hits America like nothing else. This is the opportunity the royal family gets to connect with their people as well as find their son, the prince, a wife he can rule with. Normally, every girl enters, but for America, this means giving up the only person that makes her happy. Then, with persuasion from her family, America begins to realize how much it'll help them. Then, America makes a decision, and even though she didn't know it yet, it would change her life forever. She applies for the selection. Thousands of girls enter, 35 make it, but there is only one crown to be won. As this incredible novel moves on, she begins spending time with the royal family and prince, and she begins to realize that her assumptions about the family were far from true. This book has twists and turns, but I still believe the overall theme of this book is trusting yourself. America's journey has ups and downs, twists and turns, and although she doesn't realize it at first, she is her strongest asset, and she has to trust herself. I can also connect this book to the books and movies of The Hunger Games. The main character in The Hunger Games is also forced into a competition she did not want to be in, just like America. Throughout both of these fascinating tales, adventures occur as both characters settle into their competitions. The Selection series is a series of five, but the original book, The Selection, is my favorite, and I strongly recommend it, especially for readers 11 and up. I chose this age because there are some mature content in the book, and I would not recommend it for readers younger than our age. This tale is fascinating, funny, and is sure to pull you in. A favorite piece of text from this book of mine is, "No, I'm not choosing him or you. I'm choosing me." America said this, and again, this shows how America has to trust herself, but it also shows how she evolves through the novel as a person. But who is America talking about? How will her story unfold? Read the book to find out.